and this book. What I am saying is that a little knowledge of the tectonic shifts that were taking place at the time this book was written will make you a better educated consumer of its theoretical and practical content. It will also help you appreciate that this book is a lot more than a contemporary pop culture fad, and that, in fact, it's a historically significant landmark in the evolution of strategic thought. But before I get into that, I'm going to let you in on a couple of secrets. The first secret is that the name of the book is not really The Art of War. Rather, Sun Tzu Binghua, its Chinese title, which I'm pronouncing in modern Mandarin, is more accurately translated as Sun, a surname, Tzu, the masters, Bing, military, and Fa, method. Sun Tzu Binghua, Master Sun's military methods. So who was this Master Sun? He was a Chinese general whose given name was Sun Wu, and he lived at the end of the 6th century BC. But, and here's the second secret, Sun Wu didn't actually write the book. Instead, what's happening is that an anonymous 4th century author has appropriated Sun Wu's military credentials to argue that people have to radically rethink the military methods. But the fact that Sun Wu wasn't the actual author shouldn't make you question the book's value and insight. Rather, this appropriation of Sun Wu's military credentials was absolutely crucial to the argument that the book